IDF foils Hamas honeypot plot from luring soldiers. By Deborah Danon on February 18, 2020. Tel Aviv, the IDF foiled a honeypot network with false social media profiles of attractive young women created by the Hamas terror group and designed to dupe IDF soldiers. The third such operation in as many years. Hundreds of soldiers had their phones compromised in the latest honeypot attempt. Photo credit, IDF spokesperson's unit. The operation consisted of six women posing provocatively: Sarah Arlova, Maria Jacobova, Eden Ben-Ezra, Noah Danon, Yael Azoulay, and Rebecca Abuxis. Most of them went to some lengths to explain their poor Hebrew, either presenting themselves as new immigrants to Israel or else saying they have hearing or vision impairments. The photos, which were lifted off real profiles, were doctored, the IDF said. Photo credit, IDF spokesperson's unit. The military also said Hamas had been getting smarter about which platforms to use, extending to Telegram as well as Instagram, Facebook and WhatsApp. The terror group also sharpened its use of slang, young language and hashtags and in some cases even sent voice notes. The Hamas operative, posing as a young woman, sends soldiers links to social networking apps Grixie app, Zatu app, Catch and See, which then downloads a Trojan horse together with the app onto their phones, giving Hamas access to controls including location, contact lists, camera, and microphone. A Hamas honeypot, Yael Neshama. Photo credit, IDF spokesperson's unit. The IDF said there had been no harm to national security. Soldiers have been called in to have the viruses removed.